I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, sorry. My mic, I thought it sounded a little weird.
That was my fault.
You on an earth, wind, and fire heater today, huh?
It's Feel Good Friday today.
Yeah.
Since it's wet, you know, it's gross outside, but that can't
But I think
bring
this
us
is
down.
At least your third this earth, is like, wind, and fire tune.
Yeah, I was going to play it the whole hour, and then we doubled a break, so I had I needed to move
so there
songs
was a
around.
Plot. There was a plot. There was a plot.
I had a little bit of an idea of what I wanted to do.
All right. I will let Mad Max the Maestro do whatever he wants to do, whatever he feels good about.
We're cooking today.
We just had an addition to the studio right above Pete's Navy banner, which will always hang, and they will not take down under my...
Till I'm dead and cold.
Yeah, over my expired soul. They will not take down. And next to his Oreo sign... last night at the game, they gave every fan an Alex Ovechkin towel with him doing the swan dive and the swim celebration on the ice Sunday. And it's got greatness in big bold letters with a red 8, of course, GR8NESS, with the 895 of the Capitals logo in it. And it's great. Obviously. We just put it up on the wall.
Beautiful
addition.
We will
take a picture of it and let everybody know. And it's right above Pete's Navy banner and right just to the right of the studio clock and Pete's Oreo sign. So just an addition to our decorations here in the studio. We have the Watching the Great Eight placard banner that the Capitals brought in.
It's a yard sign, but
yard sign, whatever it is. Yeah, absolutely. Craig's got his Washington Spirit schedule.
Yes, his calendar.
I like the Washington Spirit as well.
Good spirit.
So we have that there, and I've got my Beware of the Attack Rooster sign. I forgot who gave this to us. I don't know if it was Matt that bought those.
It's a good sign.
I think it was Matt that bought the Oreo and the Beware of the Attack Rooster Security Company signs that adorn the walls here in the Team 980 studios. Anyway, welcome back on a very rainy Friday in the nation's capital and perhaps beyond, where you can always listen. If you're not in the DMV on the Team 980 on the AM side, you can listen live and free on the Odyssey app, even in the DMV. It all counts. It's all good. And you could listen live. You could listen on demand. You could listen for free. Download it for free if you don't have it, which you should. And you get lots of different choices. And you could listen to every segment, every hour, every show on your schedule whenever you want, which I do often. I'll just listen to a random show from 2 days ago to see how it sounded. I thought it sounded okay. Let me check. Let me see how it sounded.
And 9 times out of 10, it sounds fine.
Yeah. I shoot from more than fine. But I, you know, it's weird. I just said, you know, I find myself cringing when I listen back and there's too many, you knows.
Well, see, I do that all, like, if you, I can't expose myself, but I use a lot of filler words when I'm on air and I'm trying to get better at it.
Yeah.
But
it's a thing.
It is a thing.
I use it sometimes in conversation.
It's hard,
regular
man.
Conversation.
Radio's tough.
I find it usually when I'm not 100% sure of what I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, the brain works in mysterious ways. I got to say a lot of things, and a lot of you hold it against me.
They do.
And think that, oh, I just like to hear myself talk.
Much like, never mind, I won't say them.
Yeah. I got a 3-hour day show that I got to fill, and that's just part of my life. I have many, 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 many conversations throughout the day, all day, morning, noon, and night, that I have to have conversations for just because they're not on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I strive to not be, you know, throughout those conversations, and certainly on the radio. But man, is it cringeworthy. Just cringe when you go back, you listen on the Odyssey app, and you hear a lot of you knows and a lot of ums and a lot of uhs, and you're like, damn it.
You're a perfectionist, you know?
Yeah. Damn it. Why did I do that? Anyway, so Josh Johnson is in the fold. The Commanders should, as we mentioned yesterday, they should bring in Matt Gay, the place kicker that Indianapolis cut yesterday, that once won a Super Bowl, that was in the midst of a long-term contract. The Giants, I shouldn't say the Giants, the Seahawks have brought in a veteran quarterback, somebody that they are familiar with. While the Browns brought back Joe Flacco today, the Commanders brought in Josh Johnson, or back today. The Seattle Seahawks brought Drew Lock back today.
Really?
To back up Sam Darnold. And, of course, who else is still there?
Well, that I know. Drew Lock's QB2 or QB3? Or
Tom
the Pelis- open competition?
I mean, Tom Pelissero is saying this time backing up Sam Darnold.
Okay. So that would... Poor Sam.
I would pretty much think
Powell,
Drew Lock is going to...
Yeah.
I would pretty much think Drew Lock is number two, right? Sam Howell is still on that roster, right?
He should be.
Am I missing something?
You know what I think they should do? I think they should draft Marvin Harrison and build around Sam Howell. That's what I think they should do.
Wait. What am I missing here?
It was before we drafted Jaden Daniels,
oh,
a very large portion of the fan base was saying,
right,
build around Howell, draft Marv.
Right. I got you. Okay.
That's my bit.
Yes, Sam Howell, according to our lads, is still... No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he is. Yes, he is. I'm sorry.
The Howell band lives on.
I was missing him as the number two. I was looking in the number three slot. That's Jaren Hall.
Oh, my God.
Now, Sam Howell, presumably, will be the number three, and I guess battle it out with Jaren Hall. I don't know. Or maybe Sam Howell doesn't even make the roster.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe he just doesn't make it.
Poor Sam.
Poor Sam, man.
Sam,
that's messed
I am.
Up.
Remember. I don't remember as much the drum beat for that, but I will admit. I screwed this up. I thought the Commanders were absolutely going to keep Sam Howell as a third string quarterback last year.
I kept saying,
hey, whoever they bring in here, this was before Mariota signed and before Sam Howell was cut,
mm-hmm,
or traded.
Yes, traded.
I kept saying whoever they sign, because I was fully convinced that they were going to draft a quarterback high, obviously. It's just a matter of when and exactly and who. And this is, you know, January, February, what have you. I said, they'll sign a veteran quarterback as well, like a true veteran quarterback. And they'll have that veteran quarterback compete with Sam Howell for the second and the third quarterback spot. Well, didn't exactly happen that way.
No.
So interesting. Drew Lock going back to Seattle. The Giants let him go after 1 year. He was banged up during training camp and played a little, you know, got banged up again.
They kind of screwed him over.
Yeah, I mean.
You think Tommy Cutlets is a better quarterback than Drew Lock? I don't think so.
I mean, they must think that because they re-signed Tommy Cutlets.
Nobody knows how the Giants think. That's why they had a TV show about him, and then they stopped doing the TV show.
How did that TV show work out for them?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. That's a good point. So, again, a day for returns. Joe Flacco back to Cleveland, Josh Johnson here, and Drew Lock back to Seattle. Again, I care more about the third-string quarterback than is possible and than most people do. I will tell you this, again, at some point, this organization is going to need the third-string quarterback to either be the backup and one snap away from playing, or like as an actual starter. I don't know if that year is this year. I don't know if it's next year. I know some people get mad at me when I worry about injuries. I don't care. I worry about what's real. And that is a very, very, very possible scenario. Okay? You hope that it's not a scenario that you have to really think about, but it is, and we've given you examples. Most recently, the Cleveland Browns. Most recently, the San Francisco 49ers. Twice, the Washington Redskins, then football team. Twice. Right? Wasn't there another team last year that carved through quarterbacks left and right? I'm trying to think.
Not name the New York Giants?
Well, yeah, obviously that was one of them. But I thought there was another team that was fairly good.
The New Orleans Saints.
They had to
start Spencer Rattler.
Well, Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener.
Yes.
Started against the Commanders.
Oh, yes, zesty Jake Haener.
But did
I
they start
forgot.
More than three quarterbacks last year? I don't think they did, but I would have to double check that. Either way, all three of them sucked.
I mean, they weren't great.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Ugh.
Yeah, we're just naming awful teams now.
I mean, there's some bad.
There's some
bad
swill out there.
Situations. Some bad quarterback situations. All right, I wanted to move on from that. Here's what I wanted to get into next, and we'll grab a couple of calls here in a sec. So earlier this week, we found out Cody Bellinger of the New York Yankees. And this was our dum-dum of the day on Wednesday, I think, when you were last with us. Or no, you weren't here Wednesday.
No, I wasn't
here. You were with Kevin. So this was our dum-dum of the day. Not that Cody Bellinger got violently ill eating chicken wings Monday night in the Detroit hotel that the Yankees were staying in, room service.
Worth it. I stand with him.
I don't know if it was, again, rooms. It said room service, so I presume it was from the hotel restaurant as opposed to an outside restaurant, right? Because that would just be delivery.
Right.
I wouldn't call that room service, right? Room service is when you order from the hotel, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So whatever happened, he had got violently ill, throwing up all over the place. I'm sure other things. He couldn't play on Tuesday the next day. He was back in the lineup Wednesday and feeling better. And he swore off chicken wings, not for a week, not for a month, not for a year. But did you see for how long?
I did.
5 years. He said, I swear, I'm not going to eat chicken wings for 5 years. And the reason why, Max, I named him Dum Dum of the Day on Wednesday was because I said, well, wait a second. What do you think's going to happen after 5 years? You're just going to go back to eating chicken wings and forget about what happened 5 years before and be totally fine? Why not take a 6-month sabbatical from chicken wings? Why 5 years? 5 years doesn't make a whole lot of sense in my eyes. 5 years seems like quite a long time. So I started to think, how can we turn this into a little topic question du jour? at 301-230-0980. Not what you have sworn off for 5 years, because that's, again, ridiculous. Like,
there are very few foods that I would swear off for 5 years.
He should just say, look, I'm not eating chicken wings anytime soon. That's what he should have said.
I'd order more wings and not tell anybody.
I heard some others say, well, maybe he ordered like chicken wings and he asked for them to not be overly crispy or overcooked or whatever.
Coward.
Who knows?
It's also just not the way you order wings.
Right.
But
I never order my wings underdone. I don't order them medium rare. I just order wings.
Yeah.
Like, I order a burger or a steak medium or medium rare. I just don't order wings medium or medium. But I certainly don't order them well done or crispy. I just order them the way they're designed to come out. Usually that's done by, like, a method. Oh, okay, we're going to cook our wings for 11 minutes in the hot oil.
Yeah.
Right?
Usually pretty crispy
and, by the time they get to you. Right. But I mean, like, extra crispy
or overcooked,
well done.
Yeah.
Okay? Where they're cooked for extra long. So I started to think, the 5 years thing is ridiculous. Is there anything that you've had to eat that you have sworn off, maybe not for a designated period of time, but that you have just said, I had a bad experience with this. I ain't ever going back.
Cantaloupe. Is not a fan. There are just better fruits out there, in my opinion.
Well, that's a preference thing. That's not
Yeah, that's true. It's the first thing that came to my head.
Yeah, that's okay. Cantaloupe is fine. It's not great, but it's fine. I have had, and I've been very lucky, I will say, to this point. I get some stomach issues and whatnot if I eat too much greasy food or whatever. And I have to kind of slow myself down and kind of pace myself.
You're getting older,
things
like that happen.
I used to be able to just kill a buffet. Now I could barely get through a plate.
We're still going strong on this end.
Attaboy. Is there anything that you can think of? There's only one thing that I could think of for me.
I've actually got a good one.
Go ahead. I want you to spill the beans first.
It was Thanksgiving of 2016, I want to say. Something like that. It was late 2010s. Went over to my grandparents' house in McLean. That went off without a hitch. So we do two dinners because we live very close to my grandparents. So the second dinner, we show up, eat the turkey, eat all that, and we cut into the turkey and we find out it's a little bit underdone.
Oh.
Yeah. At that point, the whole family had already eaten.
Oh.
Yeah. So I guess nobody really, everyone kept it kind of quiet because we didn't want to offend my grandmother who made the food. But the next morning I woke up and was throwing up and all. So Thanksgiving turkey was for a little bit there, something that I had to be like, I might be out on this.
Yeah, but not 5 years.
No. So like, I would never.
Cody Bellinger.
Like there would maybe, I would maybe have taken a year off, mm-hmm. but because I'm big and like meat. Yeah. I'm going
nothing
back
wrong,
at it.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a perfectly reasonable approach.
Mm-hmm.
My dog.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Daughter has swore off restaurants that she or now her late grandmother had bad experiences at.
Oh, yeah?
Like, for one time, her grandmother, who passed away last May, had a bad experience at a very popular buffet place that I happen to like a lot, okay, because I think it's the best of buffets, which generally aren't known for high quality.
There aren't many around here anymore.
No, there isn't.
Makes me sad.
There's some Chinese buffets and
that's
whatnot.
That's the only thing you got?
Yeah. But it's a very popular brand buffet. Let's just call it that. And she
the
just
old country.
She swore off. She would not go there.
Mm.
Tyler and I, my son, and I would go there all the time because he loved it. Now even he gets stomach aches because of how much he wants to eat, whatever.
Well.
So he doesn't really want to go there anymore. But Tyler, so my daughter Natalie would not go back for the longest time to this popular buffet restaurant. Finally, I've gotten her to go back. But now Tyler doesn't really want to go because it makes his stomach hurt, right? Because he eats too much. He loves seafood salad.
Ooh.
You know what seafood salad is, right?
I mean, I've had seafood salad before.
It's like imitation crab meat. And like sometimes people put shrimp, mayonnaise, you know, all that stuff. Maybe a little onion. It's good. But Tyler had a bad experience at a popular burger and French fry restaurant that has a brand that is very popular.
Is incredibly expensive.
Incredibly expensive. Way too expensive. But really, 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 really,
it's
really,
very good.
Really good. And he will not go back because he threw up from the French fries.
Really?
Yeah.
Their Cajun fries are so good.
I know.
I carry their seasoning around with me.
I love it. And he just will not go back because of the horror show that he had that one time.
That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
There is nothing that I could really think of. Now, there are things that I will not eat because of texture. Like, I have never had sushi in my life.
Mm.
Never have had California rolls or anything like that.
Raw seafood's off-putting.
Yeah,
I understand it.
There's something about the raw, slimy seafood. Like my mom, rest her soul, on Christmas Eve used to make what she would call scungili salad.
Okay.
In an Italian, and she was Russian, but my father was Italian, and all of our friends and relatives were Italian. It was basically octopus.
Ooh.
Like steamed octopus or whatever, but still very slimy. And it was, it had like tentacles and stuff. It was like, it was nasty looking. And I just could not even bring myself to even trying it. There is, like, I know a lot of people love lox on a bagel, right?
My mom's a big fan.
I love salmon. Lox is basically like, I think it's
cured salmon.
Yeah. It's a form of salmon that's just not what cooked as much, right?
It's cured. So it's still safe to eat, but it's not cooked.
So I can't bring myself to having lox. I love salmon.
Interesting.
So there are things texture wise and just like, gefilte fish, a very Jewish delicacy.
Yep.
Right? I just can't.
Understandable.
You know? So there's nothing that I can think of that I've had that I identify and say, oh my God, I got violently ill. I'll swear it off. I'll never eat it again. Because I don't know. I've thrown up sometimes or gotten sick another way from food, right? And bad stomach cramps, pain, whatever. But I don't know exactly what caused it, right? Like, you know grandma made the turkey undercooked.
Yep. Still some debate in the family, but there was
evidence.
You have
a pretty good idea. I don't know sometimes when I get stomach cramps or have issues, let's just call it that, what exactly caused it. It could be meat, but I'm a good meat cooker. You know, it could be a side dish. It could be something that was expired, like dairy.
Mm-hmm.
It could be mold that you somehow missed on bread or cheese or butter or something, milk, whatever. But I don't have anything like Cody Bellinger, and I don't apologize for that.
No.
I don't want that.
No.
Because I enjoy the foods that I like.
Yeah.
It would kill me.
That's why you like them.
It would kill me if I had steak one time and threw up violently and could never have a steak again.
I'd try again in a week.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I can't let this let this sit with me. I need to re-rack it, get a new experience on the top of my head before.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Or it takes over.
Exactly. All right. We got to take a timeout because we got these Masters updates. And then we'll come back and we'll grab your calls as well. And we still got to get to the Tennessee quarterback thing on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, it is a Friday. Coming down the stretch of the week, Greg Hoffman coming up at 4 o'clock. Wizards basketball tonight in Chicago. Last two games for them. Caps back in action tomorrow afternoon, early in Columbus, 12:30. Sunday evening, back at Capital One Arena. Nats back in action tonight, starting off a weekend set in Miami. Masters going on, as you just heard. Speaking of the Masters, dumb dumb of the day, might just feature something that happened at the Masters yesterday. Sometimes you got to dance when you got ants in your pants.
I hit the dance quite often when I'm sitting in this chair.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's get Rob and Frederick here on the Team 980. Rob, sorry about the wait. How are you, sir?
First of all, on the food, that's not what I want to talk about. But the food, guacamole, if I just look at it, it makes me sick on the
really?
Stomach.
Really?
Love me some guac.
Wait, is that because you got sick or you just don't like the way it looks?
Just don't like the way it looks.
Send it to your brother.
I could see where guacamole, because it's chunky, because
it's
green, and sometimes, you know, if you get a little bit too much of a an older avocado, you might get like some black in there. So you don't like guacamole either, Max?
No, I love guacamole.
Oh, you love it.
Yeah,
okay.
No, send anything that you get that you don't want.
So I love guacamole too. I got to be honest with you. But I understand exactly what you're talking about, Rob. I understand how it could look nasty. And think about this. You want nasty. Now, you may not know this, Rob, because, again, you don't like guacamole. If you leave guacamole around for, I don't know, more than maybe a half an hour,
you gotta cover it up quick.
Even then, it gets really yucky looking.
So the trick to that is take some plastic wrap and make sure that there's no air between the plastic wrap and the guac, and the guac will stay for a while.
Which is not easy, because Saran wrap is the worst.
It's a pain in the ass.
Is the worst thing ever created by mankind.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay, well, the reason I called, is there a possibility that they may trade Mariota or Hartman during the draft and they sign Johnson?
I can't see Mariota.
And I can't imagine who would want Hartman. Plus, Sam Hartman's really good friends with Jaden Daniels. So I think you want to keep him a little bit happy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see Hartman, but I can't see Mariota. Yeah, I mean, I guess if Pittsburgh gets a no from Aaron Rodgers, maybe that could happen. But I can't personally see that. I think this is, remember, Jeff Driskel was the third string quarterback last year, right? And when Mariota had to play the couple of games, Driskel never got to play in the regular season because he was the third emergency quarterback. You know, so he never got to play, but he was one step away from playing. But he did get to play in the preseason, and he was around the team all year. So they must have seen something that they didn't like in order to go back to Josh Johnson. I'm not sure what that is. So, like, to your point, maybe there's something we don't know about Sam Hartman. I don't think Mariota, because they re-signed him, but I could be wrong.
I mean, if someone offered you a good deal.
Well, what do you think is a good deal for Marcus Mariota? Like, what would it take in your eyes?
A three, probably.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of think Marcus Mariota, for not only his ability to step in and play at least a couple of times last year, but also his mental guidance and his stability and his maturity and his leadership and the kind of person he is, I think I value that a little bit more than a third-round pick. That's just me. I could be wrong.
I know, but, you know, maybe Mariota is some team out there calling. Maybe he wants to start.
So. I hear you. If you wanted to start, then maybe you should have stayed out on the free agent market. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Thanks for hanging in there. All right, we got to take another quick timeout and come back. The Tennessee quarterback is in the crosshairs, not the Titans quarterback. That's enough of a problem. This is the Tennessee Volunteers quarterback. We'll give you an answer on that or spin on that when we return on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Lean on me. Just don't sit on me, as in the chair that I just sat on. In the control room to hang out with my buddy Mad Max. And then he was like, oh, man, I hate that you sat in that chair. I was like, why?
It's not the chair. It was that we had 30 seconds.
It's like, he's like, yeah. For the first time today, we don't have a excruciatingly long break.
I'm trying. to make them shorter. But the sales team's too good at their jobs.
When you're not strong,
I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on,
for you won't be alone.
I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Great song.
Yeah. I haven't heard this in a long time. Excellent choice. All right. Nico Ayemaliva, I think is how you say his name. I forget.
Tennessee's leaning on him pretty hard.
Yeah, exactly. Ayemaliva? Do you know how to say
it? Ayemaliva is how
Ayemaliva.
They say it.
Ayemaliva. Okay. I forgot that from the college football playoffs. So he didn't attend spring practice today, according to ESPN. And his absence came as a surprise to coaches and players, according to the ESPN. He's been in conversations with the Vols about a new NIL contract. So yesterday, On3.com reported that, how do you say his name again?
Try it.
Ayemaliva?
Ayemaliva.
Ayemaliva. Ayemaliva and the NIL collective at Tennessee were working on a new contract. Because Carson Beck signed with Miami, Darian Mensah signed with Duke, and have signed
presumably lucrative deals.
Yeah, NIL deals for more money this offseason. And Ayemaliva, no.
Close. Ayemaliva.
Ayemaliva. God, why can't these people get normal names? Was looking to renegotiate his deal. So apparently this situation has been causing a lot of frustration and hurt feelings or whatever amongst administrators and with teammates in the locker room.
That does not shock me.
According to sources to ESPN. So apparently before the winter portal window closed in December, Ayemaliva, did I get it right?
Ayemaliva? Yeah, you did. You got it so right, I didn't even notice.
Ayemaliva's representatives wanted to renegotiate his deal to the $4 million range. However, his deal has remained unchanged. He's expected to make $2.4 million this year.
Boo.
I mean, how is he going to put food on the table?
Oh, no.
How is he going to pay for a date? How is Nico Ayemaliva going to be able to afford dessert? How? So the portal is set to reopen again on Wednesday, I guess, for college football. Who knew? It just closed again for college basketball. His reps are still looking for $4 million. And according to sources that told ESPN, Tennessee, quote, wasn't going to blink and pay him any more money. So he signed an unprecedented deal with Tennessee's NIL back in 2022 that would pay him more than $8 million over his college career when he committed to the program.
Like that.
So he's already gotten plenty of money. 6'6", 220, led Tennessee, of course, to the college football playoff, lost in Columbus to the national champion Ohio State Buckeyes, didn't play particularly well. The Vols are scheduled to have their orange and white game, spring game this Saturday. Hard to imagine if he's skipping practice today that he's going to be involved in that. And if this transfer window comes up this week, as the story says, he might be leaving unless they pay him. And I just say this. This is what you guys deserve. All of you guys that just ached and ached and ached for every college kid, every college Tom, Dick, and Harry to get paid whatever they were wanted, whatever they were worth, whatever they could get, however they could get it. All of you who thought of none of these issues, none of these problems, now this is what you deserve. So if you're a Tennessee fan, this is what you deserve. If you were one of those that just said, just pay them whatever they want, whatever they need, whatever they, scholarship's not enough, and everything else that the university pays for. Not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough. They can't even get apple pie. Except they can get plenty of apple pie. And plenty of pie. Just depends on what kind of, anyway. The point being is, I hope Tennessee stands its ground. I hope this kid leaves and goes to, I don't know.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wherever.
They like paying old quarterbacks.
Yeah. Stanford, right?
Not old,
Andrew
but
Luck needs a quarterback probably.
He does.
Right? He's got money. I hope he goes there, and I hope he goes 7-6. I don't want to wish injury on him, but I hope he goes 7-6, and I hope he struggles. Just ridiculous. Enough. Enough.
Price
You're
of brick
being
went
paid
up.
$2.5 million a year.
Not enough. Can't feed
enough.
My family, Rooster.
Enough. Speaking of somebody who's being paid $2.5 million a year, it's Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hello,
I thought you
Lou.
Forgot about me.
I could never forget about you ever.
You know, nah, man. But you know, Max gave me the memo to talk about somebody that's been on. I guess you know, T.J. Watt, man. What's up with the you know with the message that he sent? This little crypto message that he put out.
Have you seen this, Rooster?
I have not seen this. No, I'm unaware.
So yesterday, T.J. Watt posted a story on his Instagram of him.
Oh, you know what? I did see a headline
throwing
about
up
it, but
the peace signs.
Yeah, I didn't read that. Okay.
It's a lot of speculation going around.
Uh-huh.
Rapp said yesterday that generally when players post things like this, extension talks aren't going the way that they'd hoped.
Yeah.
So could T.J. Watt wear another uniform? And could that uniform be a Washington Commanders
burgundy.
Uniform?
Mm.
In the new burgundy and gold?
Interesting. All right, so I missed this. I saw something else about the Steelers yesterday. I guess it wasn't the T.J. Watt thing. Right, so, Lou, would you, I would presume, Lou, you would be very interested in T.J. Watt coming here?
That is no question, man. That's the guy from Cincinnati, no disrespect, but I would give up anything and pay this guy anything because he's proven to do, you know, I mean, in this league that he could stop and rush and, I mean, done so much for that team. Yet, they you know, because of him, they're relevant and they just haven't found a quarterback. But, I'll give up anything to get a T.J. Watt, man.
So
I mean,
T.J. Watt,
for the next five.
Yeah, T.J. Watt cost the Steelers this year, just so we're talking and giving some details, $30.4 million under the cap. But he's only got a base salary of $21.05 million. So that's all it would cost the Commanders in a trade for this year. T.J. Watt last year had 11.5 sacks. The year before that, 19. The year before that, 5.5 in just 10 games. The year before that, 22.5 in 15 games. He's played in 17 games in each of the last 2 years for somebody that has been considered to be oft injured. I didn't realize he's played in all 17 games the last 2 years. So if you're asking me whether I would like T.J. Watt, hell yeah, he's only got 1 year left on his contract. It's a very reasonable number. My question is, do we think that the Steelers, who, like you said, desperately need a quarterback, do we think that the Steelers, with that uncertainty, would gamble by, if that's not solved, say, by the draft, would they gamble and also trade away T.J. Watt?
Marcus Mariota for T.J. Watt, straight up.
We did just have the call about Marcus Mariota potentially being trade bait. How about that, huh?
How about this?
Marcus Mariota and Daron Payne for T.J. Watt while we're playing fantasy.
Sure, let's
GM.
Make the money work. Let's do it.
What do you think about that, Lulu?
I will do it in a heartbeat, Attaboy. Man. But as far as the food, Chris, the food chain goes, I think Chipotle got to be the most overrated or overpriced place that you
overpriced,
can go to.
I'll give you.
Well, we're not talking about that, though, Lou. We're talking about stuff that makes you sick.
Chipotle makes a lot of people sick to his credit. E. coli goes around quite a bit.
I know.
It doesn't make me sick, but I'm just fed up. I mean, I've been eating Chipotle since when I was in high school, 2003 and 2002.
Yeah, when it was nice and cheap.
I'm already fed up.
So you're mad about the Chipotle tariff?
That too. But I'm just fed up with that, you know, the soggy rice and all that other stuff they put on, pretend like it's healthy. But, yeah. Chipotle's.
I don't really go there, but I know a lot of people that do, including including Mad Max.
El Pollo Rio, baby. El Pollo Rio, man. All right. Go to El Pollo Rio right after the show, man.
There you go.
I'll be there this weekend.
Thank you, Lou. Lou's all of a sudden turning into who is it that calls and does the Smash Burgers?
Oh, God. I wish I knew.
It'll
come to you in about 11 minutes.
I know. And I can hear it in my head, and yet I can't. All right, we got to get out of here for a quick update from the Masters, correct?
Yes.
And then dum-dum of the day, even quicker after that, to wrap things up on a Friday. Stay tuned. All right, we're wrapping up shop here. You know what time it is. Yes, hit that music, Maestro.
It's time for dum-dum of the day.
So imagine how pretty Augusta National is. Of course, it's known for its pristine atmosphere. And then, U.S. amateur champion Jose Ballester yesterday decided to take a leak in Rays Creek. Hey, that rhymes. During round one of the Masters. And he was asked after his round if he was worried about any blowback from Augusta National. He said, quote, "It was not embarrassing for me at all. If I had to do it again, I'd do it again." Listen, from somebody who has problems not going to the bathroom every hour and a half, 2 hours, I totally get what it's like, what it must be like to golf 4 or 5 hours or whatever it is. You can't be pissing at the Masters, man. You got to hold it in. You can't do that. That's why you're an amateur. Dum-dum. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday. Thanks to Mad Max. And thanks to everybody who was a part of the show. And please listen on demand. Please help Best Buddies. Just go to the Best Buddies website, bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org, and look up the Team 980 team page. I have all the links. If you need any help, just reach out to me. And please donate. My goodness, I need you guys to help me out. Best Buddies, awesome, awesome organization. Please help me out. Please, please contribute. Craig's up next. Have a great weekend.